Please be seated. We look around in our daily lives, and so often we see suffering. We see a world that continues to struggle under the weight of terrorism and war. We learn of another friend who has lost their job. We answer the phone and are confronted by news of a loved one's diagnosis. It is often hard in the midst of suffering and threat to perceive God's presence. And so we meet the disciples today. Their leader has just been executed on charges of sedition, and now his disciples sit, a pitiful jumble of fearful flesh, huddled behind locked doors, wondering, will we be next? Breaking through the locked doors, Christ comes to them. Their slain leader comes to them and says, peace be with you. The risen Christ comes bearing his pierced palms and his split side, and he testifies to the disciples that he has been to the depths of human abuse, injustice, fear, even death. He testifies to them that none of this suffering has the final word. The risen Christ comes and testifies to us that our worst fears also are not the final word. He has been there before us and he has overcome them. And now he comes to us to remain with us and to bear us through the suffering of this world. But we so often doubt, just like those disciples did. Mary Magdalene told all of the disciples about Christ's resurrection when she returned from the empty tomb. But until they saw the risen Christ with their own eyes, they remained locked in their own fears. And we, like the disciples, sometimes find ourselves locked in our own fears. But we don't have the benefit of seeing the pierced palms and the split side. How do we know? In the midst of the world's suffering, in the midst of our own suffering, how can we believe? A young woman was diagnosed with cancer. I sat with her one desolate day and asked, where is God for you right now? I don't know, she whispered back. What do you hope for? I asked. I don't think I can hope right now, she cried back. One of her friends proposed, let us be your hope. We all sat in that promise. Her friends rallied around her. They took her to and from chemotherapy. They sat with her, some days in laughter, some days in her pain. When she felt good, they would gather at her house and feast on sunshine and friendship and fabulous food. When she felt weak, they would bring her food that was easy for her delicate system to digest. As she grew weaker, some of them went on a trip to the beach with her, to her favorite place. And walking along the beach one day, she found a shark's tooth to add to her collection. It was the biggest and most perfectly shaped shark tooth yet, a sure sign of hope. When she grew too weak to walk, they would carry her tiny body up and down the stairs so that she could either be in the solitude of her bedroom or in the company of her friends in the living room. And then she died. She was 39 years old. And where was Christ? Well, Christ was gathered around her bedside. in her friends. As one by one, they said their goodbyes, telling her how much they loved her, how proud they were of her, how proud they were to be her friend. Telling her how she had changed their lives forever. Christ comes among us, bringing peace and saying, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So I send you. Christ sent the young woman's friends, empowering them to stay with her in the desolation of death and disease and to be her hope. Christ sends us to come among our suffering brothers and sisters, bearing hope and peace. We see the risen Christ in one another. When we work to build up diplomacy and end poverty in times of peace and in times of war, when we come alongside our hungry or homeless neighbor and give them compassion and food, or when we simply let ourselves be with another person in the midst of their suffering, whatever that may be, Christ comes among us, saying, peace be with me, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. We may not see the pierced palms and the split side, but we see the body of the risen Christ. Look around. We see the body of the risen Christ come among us through the deeds of the community of faith. And we believe. Amen.